The Power of Effective Communication, Tip Number 6, 5 Steps to Solving Problems Productively, by Deborah A. Thomas, founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC, narrated by Daphne Page Reeves. Thank you for listening to our 6th and final tip in the series of The Power of Effective Communication. Today we're going to discuss 5 steps to solving problems productively. None of us are immune to having to solve problems with others in our life. Sometimes solution comes easy, while other times we have to work a little harder to communicate our perspective, listen to the perspective of others, and work toward a mutual resolution. You see, good communication is the best way to keep problems from interfering with our important relationships. And here are 5 tips to ensure that our problem-resolving communications begin and end with all parties feeling respected and satisfied. Number 1, have a positive expectancy. Approach the situation with an attitude that all parties are on the same team and want to come to a mutual agreement where everyone feels satisfied. By coming to the conversation with a positive expectancy, it will reflect in your attitude and your words, and the other person will sense your cooperative demeanor. Number 2, start the discussion in a positive way. Choose to make a positive start by speaking for yourself and not blaming the other person. You will often hear me say not to use I statements, but this is one of the times when you should use I statements and phrase the problem in such a way as to invite solutions and cooperation. Number 3, use the empathetic sounding back techniques. By restating and affirming what the person has said, you're letting the person know that they've been heard and understood. And here are 2 empathetic sounding back techniques: paraphrasing and encourage and affirm. Paraphrasing. Paraphrasing is simply stating back to the listener in your own words what you've heard them say. This serves several purposes. It shows the person that you're speaking to that you're engaged and paying attention to what they've said. It also gives you the opportunity to clear up anything you don't understand, or they can correct a misunderstanding. Second, encourage and affirm. As we learned earlier, one of the greatest gifts you can give someone is the purity of your attention. Couple that with affirming statements and encouragement without judgment, and that leads to a strong connection with that person. Encourage them with simple techniques like nodding your head, smiling, and making short comments such as yes and I see. Also, affirm them by saying, it sounds like you're frustrated because you feel like you do all of the work and no one appreciates it. Affirming does not mean you agree. It just means you're affirming that you have heard what they said. Number 4, use open-ended questions to invite solutions to the problem. For example, you can say, what part of your work can other people help you with? Or, what sorts of things can we do that will make you feel appreciated? Questions like these are a positive and productive way to solve problems. Open-ended questions are a very powerful way to look at different perspectives and explore various options and solutions. They allow the person you are talking with to process their own thoughts and emotions until a solution appears. And when the solution appears and they have solved their problem in their own mind, they own it. It will completely change their thinking. Number 5, treat each other with respect and kindness. Remember that respect is critical at all times. This is especially important when problems raise emotion. Practicing these steps will help you to resolve all types of conflict in a very productive way by just listening, being empathetic, and asking questions. Now you have it. This is the last of our 6-part audio series, where you've learned numerous skills that you can implement right away to be a more effective communicator. I hope you found this information to be valuable in enhancing your communication skills. Everyone needs to know how to communicate effectively. It is one of the most useful tools you will ever have. As a leadership development and training company, we work with women of color, helping them to lean in and grow in their leadership journey. We focus on challenges women of color face in the workplace and how to lean into those challenges. We also offer services to help managers to manage great workplaces, deliver real bottom line results, and be the best manager and leaders in their organization. To find out more about our products and services, visit our booking page at bookme.name/EbonyCS. There you can find a complimentary Maxwell Disc personality assessment and receive a comprehensive indicator report where you will discover ways to communicate with other personality types and languages to avoid when communicating. Use the code POWERCOMM, POWER C-O-M-M, to get access to the assessment. You can also sign up for our next series, Discovering Your Leadership Impact, at www.ebonycs.com. We also invite you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at ECS Leads. For questions, please feel free to email us at any time at DeborahThomas@EbonyCS.com. Until then, thanks again for listening. And here's to your happy, healthy communicating. This is Daphne Page Reeves, narrator for Deborah A. Thomas, CEO and founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions.